Our next report comes from our good friends at the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher, and Emerson is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of September 21st, 2019. My name is Emerson, and I'll be your phonologist for this week. Heat lighting flashed all along the Wisconsin shoreline and could be seen from the North Shore Tuesday night, the 24th. The first frost occurred early morning on Thursday, the 26th. This week, we are noticing that the daylight length is getting shorter. It is staying dark later in the morning and getting darker earlier in the evening. Max observed and heard two sandhill cranes on Wednesday, the 25th, when we were on the school nature trail. Behind Max's house, there are one to two bears foraging for berries and eating apples off of his apple tree to fatten up for the winter. Kelton's apples on his apple trees are almost perfect for eating. Theo observed a gardener snake slithering through the rocks near his home on the 25th. He had to hold his dog back from investigating it. Mrs. Camper's first graders were enjoying the red amaryl butterflies visiting her wildflowers outside of their class window. They especially liked the light purple flowers on the bear grump, a member of the mint family. On Wednesday the 25th, we noticed the school forest floor was completely covered in colorful fallen leaves. Last week, there were only a few scattered leaves. In science, we are doing an experiment on leaf chromatography. We are able to separate the different colors of fall maple leaves using rubbing alcohol and coffee filters. We found that different chemicals travel up to the filter according to their weight or molecule size. Will saw a dragonfly on the ground sunbathing on the leaves in the school forest on the 25th. Mosquitoes have still been seen outside this week. The last monarch butterfly were seen on Wednesday the 25th. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Emerson. Nice job. Boy, those kids are just having the best time over there. They had a frost the same time we did on the 26th. Max saw sandhill cranes and bears at his yard, a garter snake, red admiral butterflies outside the schoolrooms, leaves falling on the 25th, the dragonfly, and the last monarch on the 25th of September. I suspect that we haven't seen our last monarch entirely yet.